You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. Idaho remains in a drought, despite all the wet, cold weather this spring. So how is our water supply doing, and have the recent storms made a difference to all the drought conditions? And will we have enough water to get through the summer, especially for irrigation? We've asked Erin Wharton to answer these questions for us. She's a water supply specialist with the National Resources Conservation Service, Idaho Snow Survey. Welcome back to the show, Erin. I think Erin may be muted. We are checking to see. I will, if you want to follow along, go to your Google and put in Idaho teacup map. When you get there, you'll see a map of teacups. Basically, these are the storage units all around the Pacific Northwest and into Idaho. Click on the Boise Payette map, and you'll see our reservoirs, everything from Cascade down to Arrow Rock down to Anderson Ranch Dam and Lake Lowell. And they all look pretty good, but Erin's going to tell us for sure. Hi, Erin. Can you hear us now?
I can. Thank you for having me, Samantha.
No problem. So how has the recent wet and cold spring, has it helped our water supply?
It's really helped tremendously. I mean, when we look back at April 1st, which is our traditional end of winter kind of assessment period, things were looking pretty dire. We had a really, really dry winter, but this wet spring has brought, has really improved conditions. You're just talking about the reservoir system, and just looking at the Boise River system, we're at 86% full, and they're expecting it to fill Lucky Peak and Arrow Rock this year, which is a big change from what we were thinking on April 1st.
Wow. I'm looking at Arrow Rock, 96% full, Lucky Peak, 91%, Lake Lowell's, well, 66, but it'll get there.
Yeah, so, they're moving water downstream.
So I love the teacup map because it does give you kind of a picture right now of what's going on. How is reservoir storage overall in Idaho? Because I'm right now just looking at this chunk.
Right. It really depends which basin you're looking at. There's certain basins that have lower reservoir storage. We're still concerned about reservoir storage and water supply in the upper Snake River above Milner Dam. And then places like the Big Wood is still going to be experiencing some probably water shortages, as well as the Big Loss and Little Loss. We also have a little bit of concerns about reservoir storage currently in some of the southern basins like Oakley, Salmon Falls, and Oahe. Really, I would say the success story that we've seen is here in the Weezer, Payette, and Boise basins. We've really seen the most improvement in those areas.
Well, and the reservoirs like Arrow Rock and Lucky Peak doing really well right now. Is that going to continue through the summer? What's the outlook for July and August? And June, I guess. We're only halfway through
June.
Yeah,
right now. Well, with this cold weather, it's been a boost for our snowpack. You know, as you know, we had like a really low peak snowpack at the end of winter, but this cold weather has prolonged the melting. So we're still anticipating more runoff to come and fill these reservoirs and keep our streams flowing well. So that's a really positive thing. In terms of the summer, we're probably going to have fairly low reservoir storage by the end of summer. Especially if sort of the hot, dry conditions that are predicted manifest. Right now, there aren't predictions for like those really hot extreme temperatures, but I imagine that we'll have pretty low reservoir storage by the end of the water year, which ends September 30th.
Well, what about irrigation water? Will we have enough for this season with what you see right now? Do we need some more storms to come in?
We could use more storms. As folks know, we started in a deficit this fall. And so even though it's been really, really good and rainy and we've seen improvement conditions, we're still kind of making up for that deficit. So places like the Boise, Treasure Valley area is looking better. And I think if people are conservative with their water choices, we should be able to eke through this season with a lot less stress than where we were thinking in April. But some places are going to have a harder time, like the ones I mentioned, some of those wooden loss basins, users relying primarily on storage contracts in the Snake River might be the most vulnerable to shortages because there's so low reservoir storage up there. And then some of those southern Snake basins are also going to, have to be a little bit more conservative this year to make it through the irrigation season.
What?
It just depends on how rainy our summer is, really.
Well, I know a lot of the cities, especially in the Treasure Valley, have been working on conservation, trying to make sure that there's enough water going through for everybody throughout the summer. And it sounds like it might be a little better, but we still need to be careful.
That's true. And I'm so impressed by the municipalities around here and the efforts they're taking and how they're thinking forward about the future as well, of working with all the different water users, whether it's homeowners, HOAs, public parks, and of course, agricultural producers. I'm really impressed by the efforts that I'm seeing.
We're speaking with Aaron Wharton, a water supply specialist with the National Resources Conservation Service, Idaho Snow Survey, about the latest water supply outlook for the state. So, looking through your reports, I saw that warmer and drier conditions are hopefully expected, a little warmer than normal this summer across Idaho, and by expected as better would be for people running around having summer fun, but not so much for for water supply, obviously. July and August, I'm guessing you're going to be turning out water reports then too.
That's correct. And yeah, right now, currently, the predictions are a little bit warmer, a little bit drier throughout Idaho for the summer. We'll see what manifests itself. As you said, it's great for us who want to have summer fun and enjoy the weather, but a little bit harder on those folks relying on water supply. So hopefully, we'll find the balance and everyone gets the best of both worlds. I'm hoping for a Goldilocks type of summer here.
Oh, hey, that would be nice. So you mentioned having enough water at the end of the year, and it'll be pretty low when we get into the next weather year. So does that mean we're going to need a really good snowpack next year to get us through for the next time?
That's such a good point, Samantha. I'm glad you brought that up. Exactly. Because we started this year with low reservoir storage and we had a low snowpack, even though we've seen these gains, we're barely, either filling reservoirs or a little bit short, which means that if those warm conditions, we're going to draw down those reservoirs, and most of them around the state are probably going to be pretty low by the end of summer. And so that does set us up for that same cycle of needing above average snowpack next winter and as well as a rainy fall in order to, build that sort of buffering capacity that the reservoirs provide to us. So we're hoping, but we'll have to assess again at the end of summer.
What's the spot in Idaho you're most worried about when it comes to water supply?
Probably the Big Wood Basin. I know that area has just been hit hard and just sort of the Lawson Wood Basins in general. This is their third year of drought. And that just puts a lot of stressors on the system. It's a lot easier to get a drought when you've only experienced 1 year. So I really hope to see that conditions improve in that area. I'm also a little bit concerned about the Snake River above Milner Dam just because reservoir storage in Jackson Lake is really low right now. It has been cold in that upper basin, so we should see it fill more, but we probably won't see it fill completely this summer.
All right. Wow. And since you're out and about and you see what's happening all around the state, I what can you offer folks who maybe don't think they need to conserve water or aren't thinking too seriously about it, especially when they see the teacups so full on the maps like this? What do you say to them?
I guess I would say that, think about the climate here. We're in a desert. So our summers are pretty dry. So the reservoirs are our buffering system for fisheries, for recreation, for agricultural producers. And so it looks really good right now, or at least looks decent and certainly an improvement. But we got to get ourselves through the summer. So every little bit helps, and folks working together is going to help us get through these kind of limited water supply conditions. And that way, everybody can enjoy the good summer, hopefully, in terms of recreation, but also, you know, meet their business interests if they're relying on the water supply to make their living.
Excellent advice. We've been speaking with Erin Wharton, a water supply specialist with the National Resources Conservation Service, Idaho Snow Survey, about the latest water supply outlook for the state. Thanks for being here and giving us an update.
Thank you so much, Samantha. I appreciate it.
All right. Up next, we'll find out how the Tony Awards helped save Broadway. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. You're listening to Idaho Matters.